So, Hatmana B'davar Shem was a Tevel today. Tomorrow we're going to deal with the Hagdar of Hatmana, Hatmana B'miksas, and whether it has to be touching it, warming drawers, and things like that. So, I first want to discuss, before we get to the Lamaisa, which is the first topic of the Marmar Kamos, I'm going to discuss the second half first, in terms of Derech Hatmana or Derech Bishul. So there are three different cases which are discussed in the post-kim. Comes out that if you went through the Chazanish today, Chazanish is very mikkel in terms of Hatmana. But three different scenarios where you could either define this as a form of Hatmana, a form of insulating, or that no, this is just the normal way to cook, so therefore it's the normal way to cook, and therefore we won't define this as an act of insulating, but it's an act of cooking. The first case, which seems to be that everyone agrees to, is when you put food into other food. Shmir Shabbos mentions this in Aleph Pei Vav. This doesn't even, like, Chazon Ish doesn't even discuss this case. But Shmir Shabbos says, "Ein iser b'hatmana, b'hatmanas ochel b'toch ochel acher. Afilu im kavanos alachamim esham mutman." Even if your whole intention is to heat that which you're putting into it, we're obviously assuming there's no bishul problems here, just discussing insulating. So you're putting food into food to insulate it, that is completely mutter. Everyone agrees that that's mutter. That's not viewed as insulating, that's just the normal way to put food into food to cook. Therefore, he says you could put a piece of meat, of cold meat, into a hot soup. That's also why you're allowed to put croutons into a hot soup. You're allowed to put bread into the soup. It's all bread into soup, assuming it's a kushushin, whatever it is, use a ladle. That's all not a problem with Hatmana, that's just the normal way of putting food into food. The second case is placing food into a kli. You put water into a kli, or whatever the case is, and then you put that into food. So you have food which is inside of a utensil, and then you put that whole food inside a utensil into other food. So the Chazon Ish has a pretty good raya based on the Gemara Mem and Beis. This is the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. The Gemara Mem and Beis discusses, this is a Gemara that we've seen before, says that you shouldn't put this oil, which you have in a container, into a Kli Rishon. You shouldn't put it into the Kli Rishon of Chamei Tveria. In the Batya, you should put it into a Kli Sheni. That's what the Gemara says, and then the Shmamin is the Gemara, Kli Sheni and Mavashel. That's the Gemara that we're familiar with. The Chazon Ish says, oh, the whole Gemara is only discussing Bishul. It's all concerned about Bishul. We're not concerned at all there about Hatmana. Sounds like, in terms of Hatmana, you'd be allowed to take this, you're allowed to take this Kli, which has oil in it, and then submerge it all the way into water. Sounds like that's not a problem. The Chazon Ish does say, and it quotes the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Reish L'Chaz Beis does argue, and say that it's Aser. Ah, but what do you do with the Raya? The Gemara on Bay sounds like you're allowed to submerge a bottle which is full of oil into water completely. That hot for the Mishnah Berurah. So he answers that for the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to have to say a discussion that we're going to have tomorrow in terms of Hatmana B'miksas. It must be that that case is where you didn't completely submerge it into the water, it was only partially submerged into the water. Since it's only partially submerged into the water, so therefore it's mutter. But in a Hanami, the Mishnah Berurah would say that if you did completely submerge it into the water, that would be usur. That's how the Mishnah Berurah would hold, and that's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Nun Ches Gimel. Reish Nun Ches Gimel. But the Chazon Ish himself is Mekel. He says that, ah, no, we see from the Gemara Mem Beis that you're allowed to, it's not a problem of Hatmana, to submerge a utensil which has food in it, and then into the food itself. That's not viewed as insulating, that's just the normal way of cooking. That's the normal way of putting food into food. Rabbi Willi and Rabbi Yashov, they also hold like the Mishnah Berurah, that would be usher to put food which is a utensil into food. But they do say, they both say that if it's there, if the purpose of the utensil is just to keep that food together, to make sure that all that food stays all together and it doesn't become completely mixed with the rest of the food that you're submerging it into, so then that would be allowed. There's no problem with that. So therefore, the case which comes up somewhat often is if you have put kishka into cholent. Or you put it into cholent and you have like these, you put it in like a bag or something, or netting, into cholent, so, or an aluminum foil, which we'll also discuss today. So according to the Chazanish, it's clear that you could be mikkel, because the Chazanish holds that putting food into a kli, into food, is not even defined as insulating. So to put the kishka into a bag or into a net, into the cholent, that's for sure not defined as insulating. According to the Mishnah Berurah, so then Mishnah Berurah holds that that is usur. But Rabbi William and Rabbi Yashav, they both say that if the whole purpose of putting the kishka into the bag, which l'chor it is just to keep the kishka separate from the cholent, so that the kishka isn't completely mixed within the cholent, and then that would be okay.
The Mishnah Berurah would be mutter.
According to Rabbi William and Rabbi Yashav, they would say the Mishnah Berurah, even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that this would be mutter. The Shmir Shabbos does point out, I forgot where, but the Shmir Shabbos does point out that you should be machmir not to punch holes into the aluminum foil. Because then if you punch holes into the aluminum foil, so then you're clearly showing that you want, you that you desire for the insulated material, the material which is insulating, the chillin, to really insulate the kishka.
Obviously you don't want it that much, or else you wouldn't have anything. Or else you wouldn't have put any aluminum foil.
What do you mean? You want it a little bit. Yeah, I also wasn't sure exactly why you... Let's say your question again.
If you want it to like, be like based off the chillin, you wouldn't have put any aluminum foil. Be like part of the chillin, like insulated with the chillin. You wouldn't put any aluminum foil at all.
Yeah, so we just want to come up with a case where you're doing it just to keep it together. So I think the Shmir Shabbos is saying that we don't want holes, because then it's clear that the purpose here is just to insulate. I'm not sure why it shows that its purpose is just to insulate, but yeah, I'm not sure why it's that. I couldn't find it, so I didn't look that up. Fine. So that's all in terms of placing food into a kli into food. Fine. So then you have the final case of placing food just into a kli itself. Am I allowed to put food into a thermos, let's say? A kli which heats it up. So is that allowed or is that not allowed? So just ignoring all the issues of pinim mechlam mechlam, ignoring that whole sugya of pinim mechlam mechlam, just is that called tatzmana or not? Putting a food into a kli which warms it up, is that defined as hatmana? So the Chazon Ish also says that in that same piece, in Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, that is not hatmana. He says that in general, the Gemara never said that we never asked for putting things into utensils. You're allowed to put food and drinks and water into utensils, into a cup. That was never usur. So whether the cup causes more heat, he says that every cup causes some amount of heat to remain in that food, in that water. If the cup wasn't there, so then it would cool off quicker. So every cup causes some amount of insulation. So even if that cup was made for it, like a thermos, so then that would also be mutter just for that reason alone. Without getting into pinim mechlam mechlam issues, he says that would also be allowed. He says that the only time you have hatmana is not when the kli is insulating the food, but when you have some other material which insulates the actual kli. If you have blankets around the pot, so that's called hatmana, to insulate the pot. But for the pot, the utensil, the cup, to insulate the food itself, that's not called hatmana. So therefore he holds that a thermos should be allowed just based on that svar alone, without even discussing pina mimecha lamecha. So Rav Moshe clearly does not hold such a svara. He does not bring that down. So it seems to be that he would be machmir. And also Rav Osner questions the Chazon Ish. He says, where did he get the svara from? He just made up the svara that insulating is not just about insulating the kli, but he says that Rav Osner says that it's also if you insulate the food itself. He's not sure where the Chazon Ish knew to differentiate between insulating the kli and insulating the food itself. Fine, so those are the three cases. So food into food, everyone's makel for. Putting food into a kli into food, so Chazon Ish is makel for. And the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, and Rabbi Ulrich says that we can be makel if the purpose of putting into the kli is just to keep that food together. And then placing food directly into a kli, that also the Chazon Ish is makel for, and Rav Moshe is machmir for. Okay, so that's all in terms of defining what is the normal way of hatmana, of insulating. Now let's go back to the top of the Maamar Kamos in terms of Lamaisa cases. So we'll have a few Lamaisa cases here. First, let's go back to Dover Tzone. It is a heter to insulate a Dover Tzone. So just in terms of that, we pointed this out also a couple days ago, that there is a machlokas between the Chazan Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, something which is cold? We saw the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, they refer you back to, the Tzar Tzion, refers you back to Shin Yud Ches Dalid, but there's a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Hamah, how to define what cold is. Is cold below Yad Toledus, or is cold really mamish cold? That has to mean it's not in the Gamer. That was the opinion of the Magen Avraham to connect the two sugyas, and so therefore Dover Tzonin for the Ramah would mean that it has to be really cold. And the Chazon Ish argued l'shitaso in terms of how he understood the whole sugya there in Shita Ches Dalid, and the Chazon Ish held that even the Ramah would hold that cold here just means below Yad Toledus Bo. If it's below Yad Toledus Bo, then even the Ramah would agree that's called Dover Tzonin. Over there in Shirin Chazdal, that was a whole separate reason why the Ramah was Machmir. Banitzan Lagamri, he really held in Bishal Acha Bishal, according to the Chazon Ish. So therefore you have a machlokes here between the Chazon Ish and Tzar Tzion, how do you define cold, according to the Ramah? Is cold where it's just less than Yad Tzolesbo, which is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, or is cold really, really cold? And that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and Tzar Tzion. This comes up a little bit with regards to formula. We discussed formula in the past with Iri Kli Rishon, the pouring from the urn directly onto the bottle. Iri Kli Rishon is only Mavasha Kadei Klipa. Often what you do is to heat up the cold formula, which is water mixed with powder. So you have cold water there. So you would submerge it into a cup. Where you fill up the cup with hot water from the urn, and then you'd submerge it into the cup itself. So you have a Dover Tzonin, and L'chor should be a Heter to be Matmin B'Dover Tzonin. So the there should be a heter. The problem is that this is one of the exception cases which we discussed. The Ran said that an exception to this case is, let's say, you had blankets which you had on the blech that are very hot. Then you take the blankets off the blech and then you put it around a pot which is on the counter. The pot is cold. It has cold food in it. So we said that case is really not defined as matmin davar tzonin, because the hot blankets are now, even though it's a davarish inimos of hevel, because it's not connected to the heat source, but it's now going to heat up the cold food. Now that it heats up the cold food, so now it's not defined as cold food anymore, it's defined as hot food. So it's being matmin b'davarish inimos of hevel on hot food, on Shabbos itself, which is usr. So that's an exception to being matmin davar tzonin, is when you insulate it with something which is currently hot. So too over here, with the baby formula and sticking the baby bottle into the cup where you just have water in it just from the urn, it's very, very hot water, so it's going to heat up the baby formula which is in the bottle. So l'chor, this should be aser based on the exception of the Ran, because it's like it's not really davar tzonin because it's going to heat up, so it's really something which is hot. So we're going to discuss, we'll get into tomorrow about being mat of hatmana b'miksas. So if hatmana b'miksas, only partially submerged, is mutter, so then the way to get out of it is just to partially submerge it. Make sure it's not completely submerged into the water, just make sure it's partially submerged. But even without that, if you do want to completely submerge it, so then there is a heter. There's one heter that you can rely upon, and that's the Chazon Ish that we discussed before. The Chazon Ish said what? The Chazon Ish said that if you put food, baby powder and water, into a kli, into the baby bottle, so then you're allowed to submerge that into food. The Chazon Ish had a heter for that. The Mishnah Berurah argued that the Chazon Ish was mekel for that. So based on the Chazon Ish, so you would be mekel even to submerge it completely, because you have food which is in a bottle, and then the baby formula, and then you're putting that into the hot water. So for the Chazon Ish, that would be allowed even to submerge it completely. That's in terms of baby bottles. Okay, next sugya is pina mimechal lemechem, which is what we discussed yesterday. So in terms of pina mimechal lemechem, this comes up when you want to transfer into a thermos. You want to transfer the hot water into a thermos. So the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis gives two reasons to be mechal. two reasons to be mekel here. He says, first of all, you have the heter of klishenia, which means pina mechon lemechon. So he's assuming, like the Rambam, he says that we, like the Rambam, the Mishbaru passings like the Rambam, we said yesterday, the Magen Avraham passings like the Rambam, they say that this is the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that we pass like the Rambam, that as long as it goes down in temperature, so then you're allowed to perform Hatmana. It's not about your Kavana, but it's about, in Metzias, does it go down in temperature? And yes, if you go from a Kli Rishon into the thermos, it will go down in temperature. Your Kavana is for it to remain hot, but it does go down in temperature. So that's one reason to be mekel in terms of the thermos. And then the second reason is the reason that we mentioned before. He says, litim b'toch kli eino b'chlal hatmana. He says, any time you just put any sort of food or water into the kli, and the kli itself is what's insulating it, so then that's viewed as insulating. That's not called hatmana. Direct kol kli, magen al mashe b'socho, shalei tzitanen b'mehira, every single cup protects it somewhat to prevent it from getting cold. V'lo asur litim b'socho kli b'shabbos. And we never found that they assured ever putting food into any utensil at all on Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish has two reasons to be mekel. A is because of the sugya pina mechel mechel that he passes like the Rambam. The Rambam says as long as the Metzias it cools down, so then it's allowed. And also because he says even Rashi would agree, because in this case, what's insulating the food is just the kli alone, and you're not insulating the kli itself; you're just insulating the food. So the Chazon Ish would be mekel based on those two reasons. So Rav Moshe, Tshuva Rav Moshe that I gave out, it's good that I had to go through. It's a little long, so he used the plane ride to go through it. Rav Chaim Aleph Tzadihei. So he mentions the machlokas between the Ram and Rashi, which the Ram also deals with. But in the end, Rav Moshe says that we see from the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, and that's what they say. But he suggests that the Shulchan, and we mentioned this yesterday, he suggests that the Shulchan Aruch really passes like the Tosfos Yeshanim. And the Tosfos Yeshanim held that with regards to Pinim Mechel Mechel, that it's like Rashi, that you need to have Kavana that you want it to get cold. You need active Kavana, not like the Rambam where it's just in the Metzias that it has to get cold. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Rashi hold that you have to have Kavana that it should get cold. So he says that he knows that the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah disagree with his Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, Mikra Den, you could follow the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. But he says, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir like the Tosfos Yeshanim. It's better for a Baal Nefesh to be Machmir like the Tosfos Yeshanim. And therefore, in the case of a thermos, as of now, you should be Machmir. Just based on this Svar alone, you should be Machmir. But then at the end, in Divrei Maaskal Abal, he goes back and he says that no, even according to Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's reasons to be Mekel with regards to the thermos. And it has to do with the fact of it being the cover being its natural covering. He says that the cover is not part of Hatmana. True, the rest of the thermos insulates, and the cover also could insulate, but since it's its natural covering, we pointed out yesterday that Rav Moshe held that anything which is its natural covering is just not part of the definition of Hatmana. It's not part of insulating, it's just you're putting it on because it's its natural covering. So since you're putting it on because it's its natural covering, so that part is not viewed as part of the Hatmana process. So since that's not part of the Hatmana process, so it's not being insulated all around. So therefore Rav Moshe says that even according to Rashi and Tosfos Yeshanim, you can be Mekel. So in the end, Rav Moshe is also Mekel. So in the end of the day, with regards to putting hot water into a thermos, directly from the urn, so both Rav Moshe and Chazon Ish would be Mekel for different reasons. Rav Moshe is Mekel because the cover is a natural covering, so therefore you can be Mekel in terms of that. And the Chazon Ish is Mekel because he passes like the Rambam, and he just says that anyways, putting anything into a kli is not viewed as hatmana. At the end of the day, they're both mekel. Finally, the last issue is another point that we mentioned yesterday. The Shulchan Aruch Rishon Zayin Beis says that there is no problem with insulating if the reason why you're covering it is to prevent other things from going inside of it. If it's protect it, if it's for not purposes of insulating, but if it's other purposes, so then that is allowed. Rav Moshe added to that, we said yesterday, that even if it's to insulate, but it's its natural covering, so then that's also allowed, just like what we mentioned before. So the question is, what about insulating with aluminum foil? Could you cover food with aluminum foil? Let's say with bread. So you want to cover bread with aluminum foil and then put it on the hot plate before Shabbos so that it gets hot. So let's assume right now that you're covering it all around with aluminum foil. And on all sides you're covering it with aluminum foil. Tomorrow we'll get into one of the mixas. But let's assume right now that you're covering it all around so that according to everybody this would be hatmana. At least you get out of the hatmana b'miksas heter. So it's completely covered. So is that allowed or is that not allowed? So according to the Chazon Ish, you can be mekel. For sure according to the Chazon Ish, you can be mekel. Because the Chazon Ish held that insulating with the food itself is always mutter. That's not defined as hatmana. If you insulate the food itself, that's not hatmana. The only time there's hatmana is when you put things around the pot. If you put the blankets around the pot, so then that's called insulating. But to insulate the food, if you have your aluminum foil, which is just insulating the food itself, it's not like anything is insulating the actual aluminum foil, so the Chazon Ish holds that that's not called hatmana. That's not called insulating. Insulating is only when you insulate the pot itself, not the food. So according to the Chazon Ish, you can be make a legamri. Rav Moshe argues in Dalad Ayin Dalad, Hatmana Gimel, so they asked him about this, and he said that it would be Usser. He says it's Usser. He says, V'Usser b'Hatmana, L'Korcham b'Nir Aluminum, Nami hu Hatmana. To wrap it with aluminum would be Hatmana, and therefore, according to Rav Moshe, it would be Usser to wrap around bread with aluminum before Shabbos. If you put it on the hot plate, because that's Davar Mosef Hevel, Davar Mosef Hevel is already Usser from before Shabbos. So according to Rav Moshe, that would be Usser, and Rabbi Rubiat also is Machmer like Rav Moshe. I think there's a discussion within Rav Moshe, what would it be if the aluminum foil was acting as like the cover of a pot? It's not that you're wrapping around the bread, but let's say you have a pot and you just want to cover the pot with aluminum foil. So do we assume that that aluminum foil is a stam natural covering? You have a pot's natural covering, which is its regular lid that you put on it. But maybe every aluminum foil is also the natural covering for a stam pot. Every pot's natural covering is its own lid and also aluminum foil. So I think that's also a discussion. Maybe Rav Moshe would agree in such a case that that is viewed as part of its natural covering. Rav Shlomo Zalman, and for Rabbi Stein, I'll mention the Orcha Shabbos also. Shlomo Zalman and the Orcha Shabbos are both mekel in terms of aluminum foil, because they say every single time you use aluminum foil, that's defined as its natural covering. Even if the aluminum foil is there just to cover the bread itself, that's defined as its natural covering, normal covering, and so therefore that's not defined as hatmana. So there would be mekel in terms of that. But Moshe was machmer, and tomorrow we'll deal with hatmana b'miksas, where we'll discuss ways that you could get out of it, even according to Moshe. Okay, stop here.